Chapter 1. What the hell is a trailer dog? I'm not sure why anyone would ask a dumb question like this, but since you already bought trailer dogs, and all sales are final, I will attempt to answer without further comment or unintended sarcasm. Simply put, a trailer dog is a dog that lives in a trailer. Now that I have given the question a little more thought, however, and after breaking for a protein bar and a quick check of our box wine reserves, I guess I should correct a slight misimpression I may have unintentionally fostered by unequivocally stating that a trailer dog is a dog that lives in a trailer. To the contrary, a trailer dog isn't necessarily a dog and may not live in a trailer. A trailer dog can be any gender and most any species, including felines and humans, and possibly birds or gerbils, but not insects. I used dogs in the title simply because I have two of them, and they live in a trailer with me and my old man. A teacher once told me that if I ever wrote a famous and exciting book that people would be glad they bought, I should write about something I know. After discarding 20 or so pages about potato chips, I decided to write about dogs and trailers. If I knew something about ferrets, for example, then the title of this book would be Trailer Ferrets. Think about that before you waste any more of my time with dopey questions that might cause me to mislead you. As I have tried to make abundantly clear, trailer dogs, or whatever kind of animal they may be, don't necessarily live in trailers. Some may live in Class A motorhomes, manufactured park models, vans, cars, or a tent pitched in their parents' backyard. But by now, one thing should be obvious to you people. Trailer dogs do not live in conventional stick-built houses. After a short lunch break and further consideration, I must again correct a misimpression on your part. To set the record straight, it is possible that some, perhaps many, trailer dogs live in conventional stick-built houses. I'm striving for accuracy here, so please bear with me. Some trailer dogs may live in conventional stick-built houses for part of the year. Come October, they hop into their cars or RVs and go someplace where snow isn't piled up to their cooch. These types of trailer dogs are often referred to as snowbirds or part-timers or cornholing Canadians in a 45-foot diesel pusher. Don't blame me for the xenophobia, folks. I'm just the messenger here. More on the cornholing phenomenon later. Now we're getting somewhere. One thing I know about is living in a trailer with trailer dogs because, as I have been trying to tell you, I live in a trailer with dogs, and I am one myself.